I've been asked by devotees in Chennai, South India. They've very kindly asked me to inaugurate a series of talks that they will conduct on Gaurakatha, discussions of Gaurnam, Gaurtattva, Gaurdham, Gaurkam, Gaurprem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll start my little inaugural talk by singing a kirtan which is very suitable for this subject. It's a Bengali kirtan, not one of the better known ones. So I'll sing it and then give a translation of it. Monare kahana gaura kata Monare kahana gaura kata Gaurera nam Ami aradham piriti murati data Shayane gaura, shapane gaura, gaura nayane para Jibane gaura, marane gaura, gaura galaraha Shia Piyara majhare gorange rakhiye birale boshiya javo Birale boshiya rabo Manera shadete shirupa chandere nayane nayane tavo Gora Gaura bihane na bachi parane gora kore chisha Gaura bolia jauka jibona kichuna chahiboa Gaura gamana gaura gathana gaura mukhe rahasi Gaura piriti gaura murati hiara rahale hashi Gaura dharama gaura karama gaura bederasha Gaura charane parara shapinu gaura karibenta Gaura shabada gaura shampada jahara hiara jage Narahari das tadase das charane sharana mage mandre kahana gaura kata mandre kahana gaura kata kahana gaura kata Om Gyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manum Api Shachi Putra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagratam Urupurim Maturim Goshtava Pim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhava Shaprapta Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishak Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaurodaye Pushpavantau Chitro Shandau Tamonadau Ajanu lambeta bhujo kanakavada tao sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambharo dvijavaro yuga dharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. Shri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. As I'd mentioned, devotees in Chennai, South India, have very kindly asked me to inaugurate a series of talks that they will conduct on Gaur Katha, it's quite suitable to start at this time because leading up to Gaur Purnima and in between there's Advaita Saptami, Nityananda Trayodashi, and then Gaur Purnima. Advaita Prabhu appeared before Nityananda, who appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the year they all appear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears at the end of each Gaurabda. Each Gaur Purnima is the last day of the Gaurabda. And then the next day, Pratipat, is the Jagannath Mishra Mahotsav. So it's very good. We can speak Gaur Katha every day, all day. This song, which I just sung, it's composed by Narahari Sharkar Thakur. Of Sri Kanda, a major associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Generally when we think of the Panchatattva, we think of, naturally, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara. Here Gadadhara Pandit, there's also Gadadhara Das. There are many devotees listed among the prominent followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who have the same name. We have Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Vaidya, for instance. There are others also with more than one, with Chota Haridas, Bara Haridas. Then we have Varninath. There are three Varninaths and so on. Anyway, Narahari. So, yeah, so we think of these five, but actually it's many, many more because it's Srivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivrinda. They're all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're all very powerful, prominent, ecstatic personalities. Brahmanda Tarete Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. Every one of them is powerful enough to save the whole universe. So one of them is actually very prominent, although he's not mentioned that much in Chaitanya Lila, but he was in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he was the leader of a major group of Vaishnavas at Sri Kanda, close to Katoa, which is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take sannyas. So he has written this song, and I'll give a translation of it. It's Narahari has penned this song, and he addresses it to his own mind. Speak Gaura Katha. So you see, it's very suitable for, this song is very suitable for introducing a series of talks on Gaura Katha. Just speak on Gaura Katha. The name of Gaura is the abode of nectar. And it is the very form which awards love. So, Shayane Gaura, in the time of resting, Gaura, the time of dreaming, let's dream of Gaura. Gaura is the Nayana Tara, in English we have the saying, the apple of the eye. So, in Bengali that comes out as the star of the eye, the twinkle in the eye. In other words, what you want to see. What do you want to see with your eyes most of all? It's the Nayana Tara. It can be that someone has very beautiful eyes like stars, or someone is the object of someone else's seeing. So we want to see Gaura. Jibone Gaura, in life, Gaura, Morane Gaura, in death, Gaura. Gaura Golarahara. Gaura is the necklace worn around the neck. Hiara Majare, Gorange Rakie, Birole Boshiarobo. So he's saying, I want to take Gaur into my heart, keeping him in my heart, to go away by myself and Monera Shadate Shadhete Shirupa Chandere Nayone Nayone Tobo. And then fulfill my mind's desire of seeing that form, that moon-like form of Lord Chaitanya, seeing with my eyes, contemplating that form. Gaura Bihane Nabachi Parane. Without Gaura, can't stay alive, can't maintain my life. Gaura Karechi Sha. I've made Gaura the very essence and meaning of my life. Gaura Gamana, Gaura Gatana, Gaura Mukera Hashi. Gaura Piriti, Gaura Murati, Hiai Rahalo Pashi. So how Gaur is going here and there, how he's moving. Gaura Gatana. It can mean how his very form or everything he does. His beautiful smiling face, his love, Gaura Priti, and the very form of Gaura, I've taken that into my heart. Let it remain there. Gaura is my dharma. Gaura is my karma. Gaura is dharma. Gaura is karma. Gaura is the essence of all the Vedas. Having surrendered my very life at the lotus feet of Gaura, I know that Gaura will take me across this great ocean of material existence. Narahari Das finishes this song by saying that such a person for whom Gaura is Shabada, Gaura is Vedas, or he doesn't want to hear anything else but the sound Gaura, 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 for whom Gaur is his wealth, whoever in whatever kind, whichever person such an experience or realization has awoken, Narahari says that I beg to take shelter at the lotus feet of the servant of the servant of such a person. So it's a very beautiful song, very suitable for introducing this topic of Gaura Katha. That is something that those of us who are born in the Western world have in common with most of the devotees in India. Devotees in India, they grow up with some idea of Krishna and some idea of Vedic culture. But most of them, unless they're born in ISKCON or Gauriya Math families, or they're born in Bengal, especially in Vaishnava families, or Orisha, most Indians don't know much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They may have heard about him. His name comes in the school books as a great saint. But they don't know much more than do the people of the Western countries. For us, we don't know. I grew up in a culture, there was no idea of Krishna. No idea. I never heard the name Krishna for the first so many years of my life. Now, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Srila Prabhupada, the Senapati Bhakta, the commander-in-chief of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army, his mercy army, going all over the world, cutting people's forgetfulness of Krishna to pieces, So by Srila Prabhupada's grace, now I'm so fortunate to hear the name Krishna day after day after day. Shayane Gora, Shopane Gora. And we aspire in resting and dreaming also to hear and chant the names of Gora and Krishna. So we didn't know, and we never heard anything about Krishna. In India, there are so many misconceptions about Krishna, but at least there's some idea of Krishna. Now in the Western countries, there is to some extent, but we had no idea. But and definitely not of Gora, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But for Indians also, they don't have much idea. So it's a very good idea to introduce this Gora Katha everywhere. Very suitable for our devotees in South India, where the Vaishnav culture is much represented by the traditional sampradayas, the Ramanuja sampradaya, or Sri Vaishnav sampradaya, the Madhva sampradaya, in which definitely there's a lot of sweetness. There's with it. Vaishnavism means sweetness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially, he emphasized this. Madhurja Bhagavata Sa. The essence of God's godness is his sweetness. So in these sampradayas, what we may call the South Indian sampradayas, because they're most prominent in South India, there is much recognition of, establishing of, taking spiritual pleasure in the personality of Godhead, as opposed to the disastrous, envious ideas of oneness with God propagated in the Advaita Sampradaya. So that's there. Vaishnavism in South India means what is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as it's according to the principle of Aishwarya Gyan, in a mood worshipping the Lord, in a mood of awe and reverence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to unlock the inner secrets of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the natural commentary by the author himself on the Vedanta Sutras. If we're talking about Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya and Madhva Sampradaya, their teachings are largely predicated on the Vedanta Sutras. There's a historic reason for that. In reply to Shankara's misrepresentation of Vedanta Sutras, of Vedanta, and then also Vedanta Sutras. So in South India, there is the bhakti bhav. Even the definition of bhakti in the Ramanuja Sampradaya is different to that which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. These are technical differences. Basically, there is a recognition. All the Vaishnav Sampradayas, they recognize that Vishnu is supreme, we are all his servants. Eternally, that is our eternal constitutional position. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to emphasize this point, Madhurja Bhagavata Sha, that the very essence of God's godliness is not his Aishwarya. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriya jnana vairagya yoshchaiva shannang bhaga itingana. It's Parashara, the sage Parashara, a very important figure in the, especially the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya. He's important, but the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya, they emphasize on him because they give a lot of importance to the Vishnu Purana, which is coming from or compiled by Parashara Muni. So there in the Vishnu Purana, Parashara Muni defines the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, the term Bhagavan, as being that personality in whom the qualities of opulence, power, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation are found in full, that is Bhagavan. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That pertains to Vishnu, Krishna. It's a fact. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu supports that entirely, but he also points out that for the liberated souls, for those who are not approaching the Supreme Lord for the sake of attaining liberation, but who are already liberated, they especially appreciate the madhurja, the sweetness of the Lord, which is especially appreciated and in the fullest extent in Krishna's pastimes. In Krishna, there are the various avatars of the Lord. It's another major point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the fountainhead of all other forms. I won't get into all the details now. For that you have to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we're going to get it in great detail, the Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami, Krishna Sandarbha, especially on this point. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized the Vraja pastimes, and especially his pastimes with the gopis, which had been somewhat of a mystery otherwise. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized this is the essence of all sweetness. Going back a bit, we came in right at the, coming in at the top end here. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I didn't say who he is. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha and Krishna. Going in the top end, I'll get back to the bottom end. I was talking about how we in the Western countries, and even in much of India, people don't know much about Gauranga, but especially those who are now blessed with his mercy by taking to the process which he has come to publicize and establish in the world. Sankirtan Pravartak Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan Jage Tare Bhaje Shedhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator in this Kali Yuga of the Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, especially Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And who worships him by this process of Sankirtan, they are glorious. So there are many devotees all over the world who are now relishing this chanting of the holy names which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. but here in South India, devotees may be naturally the tendency will be to accept Vaishnavism in according to the cultural or along with the cultural trappings that they're used to, but getting into Gaur Katha, this is an invitation into another dimension. Really, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes us to another dimension, beyond Vaikuntha. Now, our friends in the Sri and Madhva Sampradayas, they won't agree to this, and we won't argue with them. Among my many revered and respected friends in these Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, it's an unspoken matter of decorum amongst us that you have your understanding, we have our understanding, but we appreciate each other's dedication. Vaishnavism, Vaishnavata, that we appreciate. As far as the details, it's better not to argue over them. And my understanding is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brought out the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, Pibhata Bhagavata Rasamalayam, to drink the nectar of the rasa, the mellows of devotional service. So my understanding is that it's a lot to do with rasa also, how we approach the Supreme Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's approach is very much emphasizing sweetness, and those who are chanting Hare Krishna in South India, they may naturally tend to, as they take up Krishna consciousness under the inspiration and guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, then naturally they're coming under Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they may have that inclination toward the Sri Vaishnav way of that approach, which is fine, wonderful, beautiful, but just try to understand also this nectar of Gaura Katha. Now, yeah, then back to where I started with Gaura Katha. Well, I wandered into Krishna's temple in London, just outside London, in 1975, and devotees, being very merciful, allowed me to stay there. So naturally, I learned about Gaura. It's, for me, it wasn't, it was Krishna, Gaura, it all came at the same time. It wasn't that I knew something about Krishna, like people in India, they may know something about Krishna, and then if they come to ISKCON, they learn something about Gaura. And it's not, for devotees in Bengal also, it's they grow up with Gaura Katha, or at least the, everyone in Bengal, from what, at least the Bengal I know, maybe I don't know, I didn't associate much with the communists and the modern scientific-minded Calcutta types, the big intellectuals, but the in the Bengal I know, Gaura is just, it's just like you grow up breathing the air. So you grow up, Gaura's there. And that was my experience in Bangladesh in the 1980s, wandering in the villages, and there were hardly any modern facilities, there's nothing modern, hardly at all anywhere. The houses were built of mud, and there were rice fields, and you can just imagine that out of the coconut trees in the background, coconut trees, palm trees, betel nut trees, and just behind the rice field, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party could come out, and it would. The local village Sankirtan parties would come and do their kirtan. Anyway, I grew up hearing, learning to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda, along with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When I joined the Chaitanya Charitamrita edition produced by Srila Prabhupada, it had not been published. All that was there was the Lord Chaitanya in five features. Srila Prabhupada, first of all, he published Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is a summary of the major philosophical sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita, with a little of the story, but it's mostly the philosophical sections. Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, his discussions with the Mayavadis, with Ramananda Rai, so that was there. Quite difficult. Bhagavad Gita as it is not easy, but teachings of Lord Chaitanya, quite difficult, but also some very very high and relishable subjects. And I remember especially the Vichitravirya Prabhu, the temple president in Berry Place Temple, great devotee, has now passed away from this world. He would give class, he would especially quote so many things from teachings of Lord Chaitanya about Krishna being the abode of so many moons. He really relished that. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada's translation of that, that was, first of all, he published one chapter of it only, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features, which is Adi Leela chapter 7. You may wonder, why did he start publishing something, first of all, which was in the middle of the book, or not at the beginning? The reason is because in that chapter, there is summary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with the Mayavadis of Varanasi, and Srila Prabhupada wanted that this be published and given to all the prominent Mayavadis in India to show how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated the Mayavadis of Varanasi. And then the first volume was published of Adi Leela, and then all of a sudden we got volume 2 and 3 of Adi Leela, then all the volumes of Madhya Leela, and then all the volumes of Antya Leela, all at once. And devotees were allowed to, because what happened in London, we got advance copies, one copy of each book. And according to their seniority, devotees were allowed to read the books one by one. You had one day to read a book. So devotees, they would vanish. I was staying at Bhaktivedanta Manor, and devotees would just be missing, absent without leave, so to speak. You wouldn't see them all day. So one evening, I saw my godbrother, senior godbrother, Kishore Prabhu, emerging from one room in the manor with the Chaitanya Charitamrita in his hand. And he was crying. And I was quite new at the time, so I was surprised. I asked him, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "Anyone who reads Chaitanya Charitamrita and doesn't cry is not a devotee. So get ready. You may need a lot of tissues. It's heart-touching." One of the terms that we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita describing Swarup Damodara is atyanta marmi. Prabhu atyanta marmi. He's very, very, very closely connected with the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he can understand everything in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's just Sharub Gosar Bhagya Najai Barnan Prabhu Kai Mono Bhaka Abhishta Tarmon. Elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author, states that it's not possible to describe the good fortune of Swarup Damodara. Because Swarup Damodara's mind is completely absorbed in the mind, the words, and the feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bliss personified. So we're going to get a lot of bliss. It's another dimension. We're worshipping Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really takes us to another dimension, and there's no end to it. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that I'm attempting to write about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but actually even one moment in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes that Ananta Shesh, with his unlimited mouths, could not even describe in full, one moment. This Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also mentions that the ocean of Gaura Katha is like a huge ocean, and I'm like a little sparrow trying to take out a few drops and present them in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered by scholars, Gaudiya Vaishnava scholars, and even academic scholars who study this subject, to be the most important among the biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are several biographies in Bengali and Sanskrit and in Oriya, of which some are very prominent. Chaitanya Bhagavat is considered, even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, gives all respect to Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was originally called Chaitanya Mangal. He says, Ore Murhalok, Poro Chaitanya Mangal. He says, oh, you fools, just study, read this book. Read this book. Don't waste your life in so many other things. But Chaitanya Bhagavat is incomplete in the sense that there's so much to say that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he extensively described the earlier pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Gaura Narayana in Navadvip, and he extensively described the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. But then he found the book is getting so big that he just very quickly he left it there. So the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not been described, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is especially for describing those later pastimes, which really they bring out the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner feelings. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyang Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. It's described, this verse means that the devotee is praying at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And the role of Rupa Goswami, he has revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's very clear from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why we're called Rupanugas. We're called in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we're not called followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're called followers of Rupa Goswami, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Rupa Goswami revealed why he came, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is one of the main reasons for the importance of Chaitanya Charitamrita, is because it reveals what Rupa Goswami revealed. It brings together what Rupa Goswami revealed, which are the inner heart's feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's all very esoteric. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing a karmi song, some romantic love song at Rathiatra, absorbed in ecstasy. No one could understand why, except Swarup Damodar. But Swarup Damodar didn't tell anyone. Rupa Goswami also understood. Rupa Goswami and Swarup Damodar are very closely connected. And then we have to look back into Krishna Leela to see that very close connection. So Rupa Goswami revealed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing Jagannath. What is Jagannath Rathiatra? So many people see Jagannath at Rathiatra and they have their own conceptions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha pulling, or if required, pushing Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So these are all very, very, very deep topics, which are, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's having taken a male form is actually Krishna relishing the feelings of Radha in her happiness, contemplating being with Krishna, and her feelings in separation from him. So this is all revealed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is one reason why it's so important. Another reason is the poetic beauty of it, is one reason. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the time will come when people of the world will learn Bengali to relish Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we say, well, it's translated, so we don't need to learn Bengali, but there's a charm in the original Bengali, which the ideas are all there, but the beauty of the language, it's impossible to describe, and it's like the taste of honey. If you can understand the original Bengali, then it touches the heart. It's very emotional in that sense. Now that's another the beauty of the language of very simple, very beautiful, simple Bengali. And another major important reason is because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives an overview of all the important teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such as those of to Sanatana Goswami, to Rupa Goswami, those discussed with Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. But also, in the very beginning of the work, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearing in this world and who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The very first verse of Chaitanya, well, the Mangal Acharan, the auspicious invocation, introduction, he begins Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktangs Isham Ishavatarakang Tat Prakashangs Tat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangita. Alright, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what is the topic under discussion that is introduced in the first verse? Offering obeisance is the very first thing. We're not coming in here with a microscope to try to academically study Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's not possible to understand. But we're coming here crawling on the ground, taking the very, very low position, offering our obeisances. Who to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No, first of all, to the gurus, who will reveal to us what is who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who's clearly extremely empowered, insightful devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he's brought out and given to the world Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a way, a unique manner. He himself is extraordinarily exalted, but repeatedly throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that I'm simply writing this by the mercy of my gurus. He ends almost every chapter by stating, Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Ash, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Almost every chapter he ends by saying that aspiring for the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, I, Krishna Das, narrate this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in other chapters, he lists his other gurus. These are my gurus, Sri Rup Sanatan Bharta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bharta Dasa Raghunath. And at the very end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gives a whole long list of all the devotees who he considers to be his gurus. So he begins Chaitanya Charitamrita by saying that if we're to understand who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, we have to offer our obeisances to all his manifestations as the gurus, as the devotees of the Lord, Isha Bhaktangs. Here the word is, he's Isha, he's the controller, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, to his various avatars, to his expansions, jiva tattva, and to his shaktis. It's quite technical. Chaitanya Charitamrita is quite technical. And then he goes on, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaurau Diye Pushpavantau Chitro Shandau Tamonadau. That highlighting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, who appeared on the horizon of Gaura like the sun and the moon arising simultaneously. to wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. And then we come to this important point, which there's a whole chapter in the Adi Lila dedicated to that. Yadadvaitam brahmo parishadita rapyasya tanuba ya antyantarami purushang iti so syangsavibhavaha sharaishvarya purno yaiha bhagavan sasvayamayam na chaitanyaj krishnaj jagati paratatvam paramya. He says that impersonal idea of the shining light of Brahman, which is described in the Upanishads, is but the effulgence of his body. The Paramatma feature, which is sought after by the yogis, who is the indweller within every living being, within the universe, that is but one feature of him. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, replete with six opulences. That person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, non-different from Krishna. We don't find any higher principle than him. So no principle higher than Krishna. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, that Krishna is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first few chapters, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami explains this, the reasons for this, summarizing long passages or the whole purpose of the Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami. So in this way, and then he goes on to explain how Krishna, why he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most of the Adi Lila, it's a very philosophical understanding who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what has he come to give, and then a summary of all the leading devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the various branches, and then a summary of the childhood and youth pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with a diversion, if you want to say, a very importantly establishing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated the Mayavadis of Varanasi. So the Adi Lila, he doesn't get into the childhood and youth pastimes much, because that's been much covered in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Okay, there's a lot. And it's not just everything's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are very, very, so many important things in Chaitanya Bhagavat and other biographies also. It's a huge ocean. Welcome to the huge ocean of Gaura Katha. I'm standing at the shore and saying, there's something good there. You should go and find what is that. That Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that unlimited ocean of the nectar of the bliss of pure devotional service that Rupa Goswami, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's wrapped up the whole ocean and put it in one book. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is an invitation to that, but it is oceanic. Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's one pastime I want to. I've just been meditating on this recently from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So many remarkable things. Remarkable, what shall we say? Krishna, he acts in so many ways which you wouldn't expect God to do that. You don't expect God to steal the gopis' clothes or even to have. What's he doing with gopis anyway? What's he doing in some village anyway? Even Lord Brahma thought that. What's God? I know God. I'm his son. And God's a majestic figure. And what's he doing walking around without any shoes on and just like some young boy and eating with these low-class Vaishya boys, and he doesn't even eat with his right hand all the time with his left hand. So... Muhyanti yat suryaha. Even the great demigod, even though Tene Brahma Yahridaya Adi Kavya, even though Krishna gave the Vedic knowledge to Brahma, but still Muhyanti yat suryaha. Even he got that Vedic knowledge, but even he was bewildered by it. So Krishna, very difficult to understand. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said that Krishna Leela, that may be relatively easy to understand, but Gaur Leela is much more difficult to understand. Difficult to understand, not by the brain, that's for sure. No, not by getting PhDs. In Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, one purport, Srila Prabhupada says one should get a PhD from Ramananda Rai. He was lashing the mundane scholars who try to understand. He's paraphrasing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's comment that you, in this regard, the discussions between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're not the subject for mundane scholars. You cannot accommodate an elephant on a dish. So trying to understand the discussions between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by one's academic prowess, it's as futile as an attempt as trying to accommodate an elephant on a dish. Anyway, I'll just summarize one, that in their youth, Nitai and Nimai, Navadvip, Nityananda came to Navadvip. So one day they set out, just the two of them, to go to Shantipur to visit Advaita Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time known as Nimai Pandit, he had some special business with Advaita Acharya, which I'll discuss just now. So they're wandering. We can just imagine these two beautiful, even someone who's not a devotee can appreciate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so beautiful. That is his weapon in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, by his very beauty, he bewilders the atheists and the demons. Mm-hmm. His bodily beauty, so beautiful. So he's one. They're walking along the path of the Ganga. How do you go from Navadvip to Shantipur? That you walk along the Ganga. Nowadays you get a train or a bus or whatever. You have to go across the Gauranga Setu. That's good reasoning to understand why actually Navadvip, he was on the Mayapur side, because Shantipur is on this eastern side of the Ganga. Anyway, they're walking along and they're laughing and joking and enjoying themselves and enjoying being with each other. And they come across a small residence along the way, and Sannyasi comes out, and he's charmed to see them, and he invites them in. So they go inside, and he's very happy to see these young Brahmin boys, obviously Brahmins by their appearance, with their thread. As described, there are so many things. The very white thread of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very, even everything about him is so compellingly beautiful. So he invites them in and he wants to feed them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not very experienced. He hasn't been outside Navadvipa. He went to Gaya once, but he's not very worldly experienced. Nitai is very worldly experienced. He's been all over India already, still a young man. He's wandered all over India with his guru, Sannyasi. And so he doesn't realize this Sannyasi, he's dressed in red cloth, but it's very red. He's a Shakta, he's a tantric. Sannyasi, you think, is the very symbol of the highest dharma, but the tantric dharma is to go against all the standards of dharma. So Nimai became surprised when So he sat them down to eat and gave them some fruit, like this. And when they're eating, Nimai became very surprised to see the wife, the wife of the sannyasi. The wife means with a tantric wife exactly. They're not likely to have. It's more like a female companion for sadhana. We wonder where did all these sahajiyas come? These Bengali sahajiyas. The sahajiya cult mixed up with the Vaishnava. So he became very surprised to see that. And then the sannyasi, liking these boys more and more, he offers to bring, now I'll bring you some ananda. And Nimai asked Nittai, what do you mean by ananda? I'll bring you some bliss. And then Nittai, because he's very experienced in the ways of the world, he's been around, he says he's talking about wine. He wants to bring us some wine. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu runs out of the house. Wine for a Brahmin. There's wine. How could I eat in a house where there's wine? He runs out and, to purify himself, jumps in the Ganga. And Nittai also jumps in. So Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat comments on this, that Nimai, he's actually the Supreme Personality of God. He knows everything, knows everyone. But he did agree to sit. He ate in the house of the fallen supposed sannyasi. But he wouldn't eat with the Mayavadis of Varanasi, even though they're actually very dharmic, very strict in following rules. But he wouldn't eat with them because of their fault of Mayavad. And only when they rejected that, he would eat with them. And that brings us to the next part of the story. So Nimai and Nittai, Nimai's, how could I eat in the house? They're only eating fruit, but how would I eat in the house of such a person? And Nittai is just laughing because that's what he does. He's Nityananda. He's always blissful. He never takes anything too serious. Not even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas. He doesn't take that very seriously also. He does take it very seriously when Shivananda Sen is late in arranging his accommodation and gives Shivananda a good kick in the chest. And you can hear all about it in Gaur Katha. But we can't say. So then instead of walking along down the Ganga, they're floating down the Ganga with Nittai becoming Anantashesh and Gaura Vishnu floating on Anantashesh, and they come up at Shantipur. And then at Shantipur, the residents of Advaita Acharya, they come out and Advaita is very happy to see them, and Nimai just beats him up. This young boy beats up this old Brahmin, thrashes him physically, which is completely outrageous behavior. Then why? And eventually he stops when Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, she, don't, he's an old man, you'll kill him. And he eventually restrains. And then Advaita is very, very happy. Why did Nimai do that? There's a reason. Advaita wanted him to do it because Advaita did not like that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated him, Advaita, with respect, because Advaita is senior to him in years, and he's senior to him also in the Vishnu hierarchy, in as much as Advaita is Mahavishnu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only Krishna, who appears through the agency of Krishna, goes to Mahavishnu and offers him respect, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers him respect. Advaita wanted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stop offering him respect. And he couldn't think of, what do I have to do so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stops offering me respect? I don't want to be respected by him. So he thought the best thing is to speak Mayavad, because this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Nimai, he hates Mayavad. So that's the best thing to do. So what happened? This Advaita Acharya, he started teaching from Yoga Vashishta, which is a highly impersonalistic work. It's very long. It's mentioned as being, there are different recensions, 29,000, some more than 29,000 verses, 32,000 verses. That's almost double that of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very long, and it's very, very, very impersonalistic, and it's very insidious. Also, inasmuch as it is ascribed to Valmiki, the author of Ramayana, and it serves to explain the Ramayana in a manner which totally undermines the whole purpose of Ramayana, which is to attract people to Rama, that people will be attracted to and follow in the footsteps of Rama. Ramo Dharma Vigraha. Rama is the very form of Dharma. The whole Ramayana teaches the ideal of Dharma, and at the same time attracts, Rama by his very life teaches Dharma, how much we have to be attached to Dharma above all personal interests. But it also naturally awakens in the hearers a feeling of love for Rama. It's a work of which induces pure bhakti, but the yoga Vashishta completely undermines that in a most insidious way, because the plot is this, that Valmiki, he described, it starts off with Valmiki, supposed to be Valmiki, although it's clearly influenced by the Advaitavada of Shankara and the extreme voidism of some schools of Buddhism. So it says that a well-known scene in Ramayana, the adventures begin with Vishvamitra coming to Ayodhya and wanting to take Rama and Lakshman to deal with Tartaka and Maricha and other Rakshasas who are spoiling his sacrifice. So that's how the action begins, as we learn from Valmiki. Now, according to Yoga Vashishta, Rama at this time has for some time been morose and Vishwamitra and everyone else, they want to know why. And Rama says, well, you see, I from whatever I've seen in the world, there's so much suffering, and doesn't seem to make any sense. And then Vishwamitra has Vashishta explain to Rama, and this is the subject of the Yoga Vashishta. Vashishta explains to Rama that actually this world doesn't exist, or to be more precise, it neither exists nor does it not exist. Both existence and non-existence, they don't exist, which is real. That's only Brahman exists. So it's somewhere between the Advaita Vad of Shankara and the Shunyavad of Nagarjuna, Madhyamic Buddhism, where nothing exists and nothing doesn't exist, and even to talk about it, even to discuss it is We can discuss it. We defeat others in their arguments, but we don't really have anything to say because there's nothing to say. There is no existence. It's just an assertion. So this is the subject matter of that Vashishta. He convinces Ram of this, and then Ram, but still you have to act in the world in an ideal manner, knowing that it's not really there, you're not there, you don't exist, nothing exists, it does not exist either. So it's a very, it completely undermines bhakti, because bhakti, coming back to the Mayavad of the knowledge, the knower, and that which is to be known, they're all one, although actually they don't exist anyway. That which is seen, the seer, and that which, the act of seeing, it's all one, although they don't exist anyway, and they don't not exist. It just completely undermines any possibility of bhakti, because bhakti means, as Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, it means savior sevak bhava, the feelings between the person who is to be served and the servant. So that this Mayavad completely destroys that. So insidious, because it's presented, Yoga Vashishtha is presented in a series of very interesting stories and in very beautiful poetic language. And it's brought out, it's spoken to Rama, who's a samsari in his pastimes. He is a part of this world. He's not a renunciant. Shankara, his philosophy begins, Atato Brahma Jignasa. When you're fed up with the world, when you've seen that it's all miserable, then you come to inquire about Brahman. So for Shankara, really you have to take sannyas. Then you can start all this. Then you can actually be an Advaitavadi. But Yoga Vashishtha, that opens that out to everyone. To everyone in the world, that this impersonalistic philosophy, which even undermines Shankara by saying that the people who are really in knowledge, they laugh at those who talk about, they argue about duality or non-duality, they laugh at them. They may indulge in such discussions, but they know this is, even to think whether there's dualism or non-dualism, it's all laughable. Because there's no dualism, there's no non-dualism. Actually, it's philosophically, it's rubbish. And they might even agree with that. it's very, very hard to undermine, because practically it's just an assertion that nothing really exists. Actually, the way to undermine it is to kick in the boot with face. That's a very good way to undermine it. They say it's not real. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't like it at all, and this is very instructive, that he thrashed Advaita Acharya, because even such a person who he respected so much due to social etiquette, due to personal respect, seeing the character and the personality of Advaita, it was Advaita who called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world, but he could not tolerate Mayavad. So that's, in summary, one important story, if we want to call it a story. It's not pastimes. Better to say pastimes than story, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Another in Chaitanya Bhagavat that is, it really serves as a precursor to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's later pastimes, when he is in the mood of Radha, searching for Krishna, is the drama which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had organized at the house of Chandrasekhara. Drama, in India, drama means with dance. Always there's dance. There's no drama without dance. Up to the present day, the Indian cinema. Drama means with dance. So dancing, and the first performance is Gadadha. Gadadha Pandit. By going through Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, again and again and again, we can find out who are all these personalities, what are their roles in Gaura Leela. It's all love. Forget all this Buddhism and Mayavad, and it destroys Savior Sevak Bhava, feelings of love. So Gadadhara, he is Radha. She is Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the role of Radha, but Gadadha comes also. Radha coming just to keep a check, to protect this Nimai who becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can he handle these feelings of suffering and pain? So in that drama, Gadadha dresses as a woman and dances as a young girl in love, giving people can't understand, but she's expressing her. It is her, who Gadadhar is, comes out in this drama. And then Nimai, he also dresses as a woman and dances, and Jaga Jana Mana Lobha. Not everyone's allowed. Only the internal devotees are allowed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said before the drama that no one should come unless they can. Only people who can control their senses, they're allowed to come, because they're taking the role of women dancing, and even a woman is not a woman. It's a man, but dresses a woman and the bhav of a woman. And unless one's senses are controlled, instead of relishing the bhav, the rasa, the internal rasa, then they may be attracted to the mundane representation of a female form. They may be attracted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Daru prakriti hare muner apiman." Even the wooden statue of a woman can bewilder the mind, even of a great sage. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in this drama, only those who can control their senses will be allowed to come. So Advaita Acharya and Srivas became crestfallen and said, "Oh, then we won't be able to come." And Nimai, I'm saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, Nimai, he simply laughed and said, "Yes, well, at least during this performance, you'll all be raised to the platform of the greatest yogis." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, and he took the roles of Rukmini, he took the role of the external energy, of the mother of all, and even Shachi Mata couldn't recognize her own Nimai. And then the most astonishing thing, Sankirtanayika Pitaro, he's the father of the Sankirtan movement, he's the father, he's the mother of everyone. As the night came to an end, because the drama went on all night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one by one, dressed as a woman, took all the devotees one by one on his lap and suckled them from his breast. And make whatever you like of that. This is Chaitanya Leela. It's extremely internal, esoteric, and very, very much worth becoming absorbed in, or even just to begin to hear it. It's a very great boon. The devotees, they're now going to hear Gaura Katha. Don't take it cheaply. That is just some stories. Hurry bowl! Try to understand. Yeah, 1976 in Mayapur, during the Mayapur festival, international festival. I happened to be present there. And during one morning class, Srila Prabhupada said, exactly the words, I don't remember now, I should remember because it struck me like anything at that point. We should always have firm faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it really struck me when Srila Prabhupada said that. Why should we think otherwise? But we find the same thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita again and again. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, hear with faith, because if we approach Chaitanya Leela with consciousness of trying to understand him through our own experience, then we won't. We have to just take it as it is, with all the descriptions there. They're impossible to understand. It's to be relished. Still, we should try to understand, as Krishnadas Kaviraj has given us, who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Na Chaitanyaj Krishnaj Jagati Paratattvam Parameha. There's no higher truth than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, I wish all the devotees much relishment, much enlightenment, much mercy as they hear Gaurkatha in the upcoming days. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakipa sindhubhi evacha patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha dante netaya chunakang padayone patya kritvaja karkushata medhara hambravimi hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya dura chaitanya chandra gauranga chandra charane kurita Hare Krishna.